Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your answers are confidential. I would like to
What's
know
the name
first.
of the place? What's the name of the company you're calling from?
Oregon Opinion Service. We are an independent market research firm. Are you in a place
Not
where you
sure
can
about the
talk
second name
safely?
there. I'm sorry, but go ahead. Go for it.
Thank you. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I just want to do this
Sure.
as quick as possible. Okay, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to
Oh, yeah.
vote in Oregon? Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? You will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm an independent, but I label myself as a Democrat for the primaries.
Okay. And between those two, currently, do you consider yourself as a Democrat or independent?
I'd say today and for the past 8 years, I have been an absolute Democrat.
Okay. Perfect. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong. Thank
You
you.
betcha.
What is your age?
I'm 58.
58. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm Caucasian
Caucasian.
and yeah.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, I don't know which way it's going, so I can't really answer that. So that's why definitely gonna vote.
Okay. Perfect then.
It's like we're on a precipice, so it's either gonna go one way or the other, so that's why you gotta get out and make your needs known.
Makes a lot of sense. I like the way you think. Just a few more questions. I'd like you to please share your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or if you have never heard of the person or organization, just let me know. That's okay. What are your feelings towards the Democrats in Congress? Between 0 to 100.
80.
80. What about the Republicans in Congress?
Wow. Well, there's a lot of them, so I'm just going to round it off at 30.
30. Okay. What
We could do
about
better.
Lori?
We could all do better.
I agree with you. What are your thoughts towards Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
I should let you know that I've had a concussion lately, so my memory isn't very good. So I'm not recognizing the name, and I apologize.
Oh, that's totally okay, no worries. What about Kamala Harris?
I you went on the percentage?
Between 0 to 100.
Oh, okay. I give her right now about a 90. 90.
My apologies for my earliest lack of empathy. I do hope you get better from the concussion. I have just noticed that. I do hope you get better. What do you feel towards Joe Biden?
To Joe Biden? I would say about 80 to 85%. Yeah.
82.
Poor guy. Okay. I like him.
And Danielle Bynum?
Daniel Biden?
Mm-hmm. If you had never heard of her, that's okay.
No, I don't think so. She's, I'm sorry. Oh, dang. You know, right when I try really hard, I forget who I am thinking of. Yeah, I don't, that's not clicking.
That's okay then. I just see more. Between 0 to 100, what are your feelings towards Donald Trump?
Oh, I would give him, about a 5.
JD.
Yeah, I'm a nurse. I wouldn't treat him if he were in my hospital, but that's about it. Yeah.
Okay.
He's really low on my list.
Totally understandable. No worries, that's okay. What are your feelings towards JD Vince?
Oh boy. I would give him a 10.
10.
Yeah.
Right,
that's legs. All.
20, 25?
He doesn't even get that far. He keeps changing his name, and I got a problem with that.
Okay. Between 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
At a maybe 10?
10.
Okay. Seriously. I know it's terrible, but it's true.
Oh, that's okay.
It's been a rough week.
That's what I want, your most honest opinion. So I'm pretty sure I've been honest.
Yeah.
The last option is MAGA Republicans, M-A-G-A, Republicans.
Yes. I would say that would be a 5.
5, okay. Perfect.
I don't find them very kind.
We're almost done.
But, yeah, but so. I would fight for their right to have any opinion that they want, and if they could peacefully share, I'd go down on that mountain fighting for their right to express their feelings, even when I disagree with them.
It sounds like you have a very reasonable opinion. And thinking ahead of the future elections, would you vote for Democrat or Republican for the U.S. Congress if the elections were held today?
Definitely Democrat, definitely.
Democrat, okay. Lean Democrat or straight Democrat?
I think right now, definitely just straight up Democrats.
Okay.
I'm definitely voting majorly blue this year. And I never did that before, but I'm definitely doing it this year. Yeah.
Well, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Cornel West, or maybe Republican Donald Trump, possibly Green Party candidate Jill Stein? For whom would you vote?
Well, it'd be definitely Harris this year.
Harris is here. Okay.
Harris and the new guy, Tim Walz.
Okay. And regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump or someone else?
I actually think Harris will win this year because we've been divided as a nation for a long time, and I think people are excited and positive and kind, and they really want to be, and I think that's what Harris and Walz are going to put up front.
I think that we have to see
what... I hope so.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you on your page. I know it's still a long way off, too, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, Jill Biden, or Republican Larry Chavez, Dreamer?
Gosh, you know, I'm not clicking into either of those. I don't remember them.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, truthfully, there's been such a lot going on the presidential level that I haven't kept up with the Senate or the House as much as I normally do. Which makes me feel terrible, but normally I'm like, I don't speak politics, but I never, and I try to be as informed as I can. So this year is very weird and different for me. So I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
I also hope you have a good experience. And even though currently you're not supported or very familiar with Jill Biden, what are the chances you will probably support her in the Congress for November 2024 elections? Is there a fair chance that you might, small chance?
Yeah, there's a fair chance. Is that person a Democrat new? Or is that a recumbent?
He's a recent name as far as I know. I'm not giving too much details about the individuals in question, so my opinion doesn't affect yours, if I'm honest with you. So I probably know as much as you do about those two people. So my apologies for not knowing.
No, it's okay.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approved of how Joe was doing things, but I understand why he stepped down.
With that being said, do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Laura Chavez Dreamer is handling her job as member of Congress?
I'm not sure because they don't know who she is.
I understand. Sorry, I just need to follow the questions.
Yeah.
I just
don't know these people.
No worries. Let me just read the statements that I have right here. And still, if you want to give me your most honest opinion, you're more than welcome. And we're almost done. This is for the last question for the survey. I want to read you some statements about Ms. Biden. An opponent has made about her and Biden's response to get your reactions. First, it says, Janelle Bynum, opponent, says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said that she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time her children leave the house. Making our community safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement, in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off our streets, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the root of crime, not just it affects, so she can support after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services. For a worried mom, nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for a Democrat, Janelle Biden, or Republican Larry Chavez Dreamer?
I think I'd go with Chavez, because I don't like the defund the police thing.
Okay. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress, In this case, I will be talking with you about Laurie Chavez, Dabramer, and please tell me how much much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. The first concern or doubt test. Chavez, the Dreamer, has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban or abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Remer is a vote to undermine our democracy. That's for you a great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
That troubles me a great deal.
Okay.
I'm thinking they need to stop working for people and go work for plants. Sorry.
Makes a lot of sense. I really don't blame you for thinking that way. The next concern says, Laurie Chavez, Dabramer, broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
Well, that's really gravely concerning to me, too.
Really concerning. Okay. Just a few more. Chavez stands with Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put on protest, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez, but Dabramer.
Yeah, that's very concerning.
Okay. Laurie Chavez voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotic trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Laurie talks top of prime, but it's just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses said her to do.
Yeah, that scares me when people are scared of immigrants. Then they're scared of every single person, mostly on this ground we walk on. There's very few indigent people, so that makes me very, very concerned. What was the first one when you're gravely concerned? Is that the word?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the first one is gravely concerned. Great, you said gravely.
Yeah. So everything about both of those people are gravely concerning. Yeah, I don't know. What's the name of the other lady? The I think it's a lady. The one that sounds like Biden.
Janelle Bowman.
Yeah, I don't know who she is either, but yeah, they're both not on my list of making me feel good people.
Now they were telling that I just hope that you're in a safe place where you can walk without being afraid of being dangerous. Honestly, I just hope you're not being.
Well, I gotta tell you, the only thing that I'm afraid of walking around now is the MAGA people, to be honest. I really, honestly, I mean, I don't have a problem with literally most of the world, I just am very, very ashamed. Where are you from and originally, sir?
Me? Originally, I'm from El Salvador. We moved
to... Oh, wow!
Yeah. Years ago, we moved to Orlando, and huge cultural difference. I'm really happy for the chance, if I'm honest with you. There is one thing that I think is going to be probably important for you. You're 58 right now. You're about to become a senior citizen for the United States. There is one statement of concern about that exact population. It says seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security. But Chavez Dreamers reported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori's working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits.
It seems so, but she's only 2 years younger than me. I just looked her up. So, you know, when they do that, they're not thinking of themselves, and it takes very little. Life turns on a dime, and I wasn't worried about things, and then, boom, now I am disabled. So that changes it all. So it's like, so I hope she doesn't have to retire early like me and finds herself in my situation. Although what's happened to me hasn't changed my outlook at all. But I think if it did for her, it would be pretty hard to take. So, and I hope nobody ends up like that.
I just hope the situation gets better eventually. If there's a chance for you to have a better life, I just hope you can get it. With the part of this, it's sort of for interrupting, but for you, this will be a great concern, where it concerns you quite a bit.
It's a great concern.
Okay.
Because I'm staring it in the face. It's not like it's coming in the next 10 years. It's right now. The situation, which is why I'm stuttering.
Not at all. See, you're concerned too. As I said before, I just hope future elections give you the best of the outcomes. And for your disabilities, I hope you can keep getting benefits and possibly more. There's just one more concern I want to read. And sorry, I can't interrupt.
Go for it.
The last one says, Chavez the Dreamer is working to perpetuate a system that is rich against working people. She supported a budget which will cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans, instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaigns.
That's scary. It's very concerning. My sweetheart's a veteran of 25 years. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, that's why, getting out and voting is so important this year.
I hope you can have a chance to vote in a safe place. After what you've been going through, you don't deserve more problems.
We vote by mail here.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I like about that is you can sit down with your ballot and your booklet, and you can take the time, and you can just do it. You don't have to go someplace and be hurried. Or you don't have to wait out in the cold or the heat or whatever. So we're pretty lucky here. But we voted in, and it took a long time. We've been doing this for about 25 years. And it's helped a lot. And we don't have any problems with it. Yeah. Is there anything more?
Yes, just a few more. We're almost done, I promise.
Okay.
I'm almost done. Just going to ask you again, if the elections for president, for Congress, were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laurie Chavez Lieberman?
Well, I guess I'd go for Biden, but reluctantly.
Okay. The last few questions are only for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed? It can be from 1st to 11th degree, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate.
I have a college degree. I'm a college graduate.
College graduate. Congratulations.
That's
something.
12, 13, 14. It's 16 years. Sorry.
Oh.
And I knew that before.
So you have a degree. That's nice. That's very nice.
I did. Yeah.
Hope this question doesn't bother you. Are you married?
No.
Unmarried? Living with a partner?
Single.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your house?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And are you or is a member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Okay, I didn't hear that. You said a union?
Yes. If you or any member of your household is a member of a union or employee association?
Yes. I'm technically still in the Oregon Nurses Union, so I guess so.
Okay. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for a Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Definitely, I voted for Joe
Biden. Okay, perfect. This concludes our survey. I really want to thank you for giving me your time. You're one of the kindest that I have talked to, and I just hope everything gets better for you in life. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
One of my bestest friends lives from El Salvador. I always called her my Tia Rosa. She was so wonderful to me. And
she was nice to you? That's good.
Yeah, she was my kind of like a workplace auntie. So she always took good care of me. Think of that place as making some of the best people in the world. So thank you. You did a really good job. And thank you for putting up with my stuttering.
I appreciate your time and your words. Thank you very much. I hope you have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.